Time magazine has awarded President-elect Donald Trump as 2016's Person of the Year. Few can deny that he really dominated the news cycle this year. In fact, it was like wall-to-wall Trump across the world. Philip Elliott is the Washington correspondent for Time magazine. Welcome back.
Good to be here.
The last time we spoke to you was election night. That feels so long ago now. Why is Donald Trump Time magazine's Man of the Year? And I should mention, in 2015, I think he was cranky with you guys that he didn't make it then, right?
He was very cranky with us. We named Angela Merkel the Person of the Year in 2015, and he went from praising her on the campaign trail as a strong leader who was getting things done to she became a loser instantaneously overnight because she edged him out. It's worth noting, though, that this is not necessarily an honor to be named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Hitler was a Person of the Year for us. Stalin was a Person of the Year for us. So this isn't to say that we are endorsing him or what he represents, but basically saying you would be very hard pressed to find any other figure in this world, on this planet, who has had a greater impact on the news, greater impact on the conversation, greater impact on who we are as a people than Mr. Trump.
Yeah, there's no doubt he's had an enormous effect, I agree, on the world, even in Australian domestic politics. He is the dominant theme now. This is very different from the last time Trump was on the cover. I think it featured Donald Trump's melting face during the campaign. I think you wrote that cover story. So it's a bit of different treatment, though, isn't it?
It is. But the same problems that plagued him during the meltdown cover are still here. He has this tendency to engender disputes among his inner circle. He basically plays them off each other and makes it like a reality show competition. It's a drama that's playing out in real time, and we're watching it. We are just merely his audience, and he is putting on a show, not just for America, but for the world. The fact that we have an ambassador to China named before we know who the Secretary of State is going to be just speaks volumes to he is going from the gut and not from tradition or precedent.
The magazine's shortlist for Person of the Year has had some really interesting other people on the list. I mean, Beyonce, who I would have secretly wanted to see get up. Also, Turkish leader Erdogan was also on the list. Democrat Hillary Clinton. But ultimately, I suppose none of those figures were even competitors, really, to the impact that Trump's had.
Yeah, I would agree with that, but it was not a foregone conclusion that it was going to be Mr. Trump. In the past, we have, up until the day of the publication, have gone back and forth on who the Person of the Year should be. These are fluid conversations internally, a lot of closed-door meetings where we hash out the virtues of should this person be, shouldn't this person be, what kind of message do we want to send with our selection? And what is the lasting impact of this person going to be when we look back at this in 10 years? I was flipping through some of our past choices, and some have held up better than others. I don't think the decision to make Mr. Trump Person of the Year will leave anyone scratching their heads why we did it this year.
What message do you want to send with this choice?
That this is a really big deal. What we just did in this country in electing someone who has never before held elected office, has never really been a member of a political party, has never shown really any interest in the act of governing, we have just given a novice the presidency. This is something everyone needs to stop and pay attention to. That this is not just some fun cable news ratings bonanza. This is not something that is good for Twitter and for viewership and for entertainment value. There are very serious consequences that President-elect Trump will have for this country. We've gotten 240 years pretty good so far, but there are a lot of very important decisions that will be crossing Mr. Trump's desk. And he alone can shape the future of this nation and this world. Readers of the magazine should pay heed to that and try to understand what is about to happen, what could happen, and really brace for what is expected to be a non-traditional presidency that has no precedent.
There's also a lot of controversy around the appearance of horns above Donald Trump's head, thanks to the two spikes of the letter M in Time. Was this like, should we read conspiracy into that, or is it all okay?
That is an inevitable part of having the letter M as part of your name. On Time.com right now, we have a gallery of 35 people we have put horns on, including Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, the Pope has had, this Pope, the previous Pope, they've all had horns. We're not going to change the name of the magazine just to avoid Horngate. Yeah, there's nothing sinister there.
Get over it, people. Another one of the, well, perhaps analysis that implies something sinister is that much has been made of Time's decision to have Donald Trump sitting down. Some say it's reminiscent of that image of Adolf Hitler when he was on the cover of Time in 1941. Is that a deliberate reference, or were people reading into that too much?
I learned about it from Twitter today. I was not part of the decision to make him sit or not sit. I have nothing to say about that. I just don't know. I'm sorry. The first cover we put Hillary Clinton on this year, she was also sitting at a table in New Hampshire during our photo shoot. So, you know, people sit. It's kind of how people spend their day.
So, just looking forward before I let you go, Donald Trump so far, bit unconventional, some contentious decisions, of course, and of course that phone call with Taiwan was the last big news story around him, but there are many others. We're waiting, I believe, on him to make a statement now about his business interests and how to manage that. That's the next really crucial moment, isn't it?
It could be, or it could just be more theatrics. We don't know. And that is the thing. We don't know all of the details about his businesses. We don't know his personal finances. We don't know his taxes. He put out a summary of his finances when he started running 18 months ago. We aren't sure just how much he's going to unravel his ownership of the Trump Organization. There are going to be decisions that the president will face that could have a direct impact on his income. And if he, it's one thing to hand over control of a company to your children, it's another to hand over ownership. He is still going to have potentially a direct check being deposited in his account every day, every month, every year, based on the Trump Organization that he owns. There's a reason why most presidents just turn everything over to a blind trust and let a professional money manager handle your assets while you're in office. It's just easier. Of all the things crossing the president's desk, worrying about your personal wealth, it's easily avoided, and most presidents acquit themselves of that opportunity. It's one less thing that you, as president of the United States, have to worry about. Anything you can do to unburden yourself is a good thing as president.
Philip Elliott, it's been great to speak to you throughout the year, and what a wild ride you're going to be on. Congratulations on your coverage and good luck.
Thank you very much.
That's Philip Elliott. He's Washington correspondent for Time magazine.